Everybody, it's Zip, and I know it ain't Thursday, but I gotta do what I gotta do. So we've been on my TikTok, I've been doing a steps to transition in your life, right? I believe I posted some videos on here, but it just seems overwhelmingly that people keep going, I don't got TikTok and I want to see the whole video. So I'm going to do the video here, and then I'm going to download it, and I'm going to put it on TikTok. And I'm going to try not to go over the time, because you can only post a certain amount of time on a TikTok video. So we are at step six. We are at step six. And you know what's so crazy? Ironically, every time I get ready to do these videos, like something will happen that will give me some more like up-to-date examples to what I'm talking about. And so last week I was like, okay, I need to do step six. I need to do step six of transitioning your life. And so I had thought about, okay, once you go through a lot of the steps, the one step that is very important, including all the other steps, is step six, effective listening. And so a lot of times people don't even know what it means to like effectively listen, you know what I'm saying? Because, and I'm not going to even go through the first example of you listening to somebody else. I'm going to go through the first example of you listening to yourself. Because a lot of times we don't even trust ourselves. We don't even trust what we believe or what we know or if we're going to move. It's kind of like having faith. You have faith that somebody else got you, but you don't have faith that you got you. And a lot of times we move in that, like we move in that way. You know what I'm saying? In order to understand that I got to trust myself. I got to believe in me. We look for like reassurance from everybody else. We'll have like a plan or a goal or something that we want to do. And we'll be like asking everybody, well, what you think about that? Well, what you think about that? Well, what you think about that? Just one time, have a plan, have a goal, or have something that you want to do and don't ask nobody. Like literally don't ask nobody nothing, just do it and then see what happens. And it will probably work out, because once you get all these opinions, and remember, like people giving you an opinion from their perspective of life, they're not even giving you a like something that it might not even be your perspective. So that's what I was talking about in the latter videos of like, what is your perspective? Like, what are you thinking? How can you transition into the person that you are? Remember when I said in the other videos that when you try to transition your life, you got to forget everything you ever knew. Like you have to relearn everything all over again, incorporating like you. I know our parents teach you things, but our parents are teaching us things from their perspective. It's almost like my mom not liking us to be by water. You know what I'm saying? But of course, her mother had family members that drowned. So then my mom would never let nobody take us to the pool, to the beach, no nothing. If she wasn't there, we wasn't going. Even though she taught us how to swim like fish. And I mean, like, my mom taught us how to swim like fish, but it was still like, no, you never know what's going to happen. So when you get information from people, you like forgetting about yourself. So learn how to effectively listen to yourself. Like, listen to that inner voice that's telling you, like, which way to go or how to go or how to move. And I'll give a good example. When I moved to Tampa or when I moved back to Florida, like, I was homeless. Like, I had to stay with family, so I was homeless. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you sleeping on somebody's floor or you sleeping on somebody's couch or you sleeping in a room, me and my kids, whatever the case may be. You know, so I was homeless. And then I moved to Tampa. And I decided, okay, I moved in with somebody, and it was like, it was a roommate. That was a lot of people in this environment. So I'm like, okay, I got to find a place. Now, I wasn't from Tampa, so I really don't know the area. I didn't know where to go to even start to look for a place, what's safe, what's not safe. Like, I was going through a bunch of stuff in my mind. And I remember I said, okay, Spirit, you got to lead me, because I don't even know. You know, like, I don't even know. And I remember Spirit said, call off work. So I called off work. I told him, I said, I won't be there. I said, I wasn't sick. I was like, I need a self-care day. And then Spirit said, get dressed. I said, so I got up, I got dressed, I put my clothes on. I'm thinking, like, where I'm finna go? Now, this is my inner voice talking to me. You know what I'm saying? So once that happened, Spirit said, okay, get in the car, drive this way, turn this way. Now, where I live, it's like you wouldn't be able to really notice this place off the street unless you like really paying attention, because it's around so much other stuff. It's like you probably wouldn't even pay attention. You'll probably ride by like, what the heck? Or how do you get in there? But it's like I came right to the door. You know what I'm saying? And it was just an opportunity that was waiting for me. So when you start listening to like that inner voice that's telling you to do something, then you can move the way that you need to move. A lot of times people will try to make you think like you're crazy for listening to your inner voice, or you don't know what you're talking about. Don't listen to them. You just own to something. You just move it in the way that you need to move. A lot of people tell me that I just be doing stuff. I be doing stuff and it be working, because all the time I don't want to hear the opinions. I don't want to hear like what you would do or how you would do it or how you would move, because you could start messing stuff up. Or you could start listening to like what they think about the situation, and what they think about the situation may not even be reality, or it may not even be something that really resonates or connects or even is will go with your situation. And I'll give another example, because I notice people do this a lot. People will get relationship advice from people. And they will say, well, this is what this person trying to do, and this is what they trying to say, and this is how they trying to make you feel. When in reality, they don't even know that person to even say that, because they don't even know how that person thinking or what that person feeling or even what that person been through. So that's why I always tell people, like, if you want to get relationship advice, make sure it's like a basic thing, because then you have to start digging deeper. So when you're getting advice about yourself, make sure it's like a basic thing, because you have to start digging deeper. Listen to the inner voice. I got a few more minutes, y'all, because I got to go to class. But definitely effective listening. You know what I'm saying? Allowing yourself and trusting yourself enough to say that I believe in me, and I believe in the decisions that I make, and I believe that they are strong, and I believe that they're going to work. But if you hear something like, don't do that. And you got to know, like, when you listen to yourself, like, where is that coming from? Like, is this coming from a good place, or is this coming from a bad place? Is this coming from a jealous place, or what people call hater place or whatever? Or is this coming from a perspective that you think everybody or the world is not ever changing or the same? So you got to be able to ask yourself those questions when you're listening to yourself. Like, what is this going to do for me? How does this support my growth? Is this supporting my growth? Or is this something like me being angry or me being upset or me? You know, like, you have to ask yourself all of the questions when you're making a decision. Like, people tell me a lot, I don't speak fast. I speak slow. You know what I'm saying? And they say, like, I'm thinking, I'm just not going to answer a question. I'm going to think about the answer first, because where is it coming from? When you ask someone a question, they can't go like that. If they go like that, then they're speaking out of emotion. Like, they're literally speaking out of emotion. But if they think for a second and they remove all the emotion, they remove the old perspective, and they start removing all these different things out of the way, and then they give you a true answer. Like, it's a true answer at that point. So I love when people take a minute to think. And when I ask people questions, I say, well, think for a second. Because I want them to think about the answer. I want them to listen to the inside of who they are and what they're doing and think about it and then answer the question. Because I want the truth. I don't want like something made up or something that come off the top of your head or something based off of your emotion. So that's part of you effectively listening to yourself. Effectively listening to yourself. And excuse me, because I got a little cold. But so then the other part of effective listening is learning to listen to others. And what I mean by learning to listen to others is listening for understanding. You may not agree, and it may not be right, or it may not be whatever, but when you effectively listen to others, then it helps you understand what perspective they're coming from. And then you can have a dialogue, you can have a conversation. But if you don't listen, you can't have a dialogue and you can't have a conversation. And so when it comes to like trainings, I think it's important when people do trainings that they give the information, they stop for a second, and they allow people to ask questions. And then they listen to where they're coming from, because everybody learns differently, which means that everybody has a different perspective. So some people get like lost a step behind, or they don't understand, or they end up doing something and not getting the process right or whatever. It's because the trainings go like 1 hour straight. And then at the end, they say, do you have any questions? Well, I forgot my question. I might have wrote it down, but now I forget like how we got to this point to where this question came. And a lot of people's minds work like that. And it's okay. But in this society, we are made to feel bad for having questions, or we are made to feel like we should remember, or we should be able to keep up when you talk a whole hour. I can't. Like, if someone had questions right now in the comments, then I would be in the comments like answering the questions, or answering the questions while I'm talking, because they may forget their point. I may forget what point we was at. That's just life. That's literally just life. So when you are listening to someone, or when someone is speaking, you listen to understand. You can't like always talk over them. And I know sometimes, like, if you're in a heated discussion, you want to talk over the person and you want to say what you got to say. Because sometimes I'm like, now I want to say what I got to say. Now you made a point. Now I need to respond to this point. But the one thing I like about some people in my life, they'll constantly say to me, well, wait, let me finish. And then it really like checks me. So when I'm talking to someone and I'm like, let me finish, and they continuously talk, then I don't want to talk anymore, because you're not effectively listening to me. Because even though you cut me off, I still want to finish my point so then you could understand where I'm coming from. But if you never listen, then you never understand the perspective of someone else. A lot of times we want to do all the talking. Like, I wish I could do my show with somebody every time, because I want to hear what somebody else has to say, because I want to hear the other side of the perspective of what it is. They may feel like effective listening means this, this, and this. So now I'm giving them another perspective and they're giving me another perspective. But that is the way that the world should work. We should always be ever learning and ever teaching each other so that we can have a foundation. But like I said, in this society, everybody want to talk, nobody want to listen. I'm a quiet person, so I like to listen. And I listen intunely to people, and I try to change or transition something, or I try to learn something from them in order to get better. But without effective listening, your transition is going to be hard, because during this path, you have to learn that you don't know anything. And just because a situation looks familiar, it doesn't mean it's a situation. It's almost like women and men saying that all men are the same. Everything that a man does is the same as every man does, and everything that a woman does is the same as every woman. And I think that's the rudest thing, is like for people to group people, because then people never get the opportunity to really explain, or you never see them for who they truly are, because you already have in your mind a preconceived idea of who women are and who men are. And this is why I like to listen to people, because I want to hear, like, what kind of person are you really? Because you just never know. You never know. Like, you never know. You cannot ping someone to be this way because this is what you used to. It's like, I have a friend and he always says, oh, Damasha, women are sneaky, except for you. No, it's a lot of women that's not sneaky. There are a lot of women that's not sneaky. There are a lot of men that's not sneaky. There are a lot of people in the world in general that are not sneaky. So you can't blanket someone and then now I don't trust everybody. Your perspective's off. Your perspective of life is off. Because you have not, maybe you encountered only sneaky people, or you encountered these kind of people. So then when you set up to have a conversation with someone, whether it's a romantic conversation or just a conversation, now your mind is stuck on all women are sneaky. So then you see it as that, but that's just the women that you know. That woman that you're talking talking to or that's trying to teach you something or that's trying to explain something to you may not even be sneaky. It's just a thought. So that's why it's important to effectively listen to people. That's why it's important not to listen to respond, because sometimes you don't have to say nothing. I've had plenty of conversations with people where we're having a dialogue, we're having a conversation, they say something, and then I don't got nothing to say. You're right. You are absolutely right. That was truth. Or that's my favorite thing to say, truth. Because if it's truth, it's truth. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But if you don't listen to understand and not listen to respond, you can never get anywhere. So step six, effective listening. Effectively listening to yourself, effectively listening to the things that are going on around you, the people, the situations, effectively listening, meaning that you want to get something out of it. But that comes with caring. And I am noticing in this world that people do not care about people. They literally do not care about people. They got their mind stuck on one thing and this is where they're going. And I can't really get mad at them because I used to be a closed-minded person. I used to be a person that had a one way of thinking until someone opened my mind. And every time, I cannot remember this teacher name, but my college professor, and when I was getting my bachelor's degree, he was so open-minded that he opened my mind. He was so like, hey, you know, he used to tell me all the time, Demasha, you have to know a little bit about everything. And I'm like, what you trying to say? Like, you trying to say I'm dumb? Or what you trying to say? No, you need to know a little bit about everything. What does that mean? Is what I wasn't effectively listening. By the end of the class, I knew exactly what he was meaning. He was meaning for me to get into different circles and learn that people are different. They are individuals. I know people going to come and say, oh, well, that's nothing new up under the sun. Of course, you may be like somebody, you may be like two or you might be like eight out of the 10 people. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But at the same time, people are individuals. You are an individual. Trust yourself. Listen to yourself. Make some decisions based off your changed perspective. Make some decisions based off your growth and your ability to learn and to see things differently. Don't make decisions based off that old perspective of what you're used to and what you've seen and how this happened and how we transitioning. So that's why we at step six, because we are transitioning to something new. We're transitioning to that person that done peeled back all that hurt, all that pain, all that stuff, all those old perspectives. We transitioning. We becoming new. We are becoming new. And I promise you, every time I do these videos as it pertains to effective listening, when you're listening to someone else, I always go through that thing so I get a fresh idea. And so I'm having a conversation with someone, and it is like a little... It's a little bubbly. It's a little bubbly conversation. But when it was my turn to talk, I could not talk. And I just decided, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I've learned through life that when you cannot talk to someone, you just can't talk to them. It's just not where their mind is. It's just not what's going to happen. So then it's just null and void. So you have to be okay, too. When you're speaking, if you notice that somebody's not effectively listening to you, you have to be okay with just saying, okay, well, guess what? Fine. Because I've learned that people that overtalk you are hiding something. They don't want to hear the truth. And I want you to keep that in your mind. I literally want you to keep that in your mind so that when somebody is talking to you and you're overtalking to them, you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear someone tell you what you did to them or how you made them feel. Or effective listening, I'm telling you, it never fails. Every time, even I've been in that place where I don't want to hear the truth. My mind is made up. I don't want to hear. Guess what I'm doing? Talking over the person, not allowing them to speak, not allowing them to talk, getting loud. I've been there. I've been there. Because now remember, I'm saying transition because I'm transitioning. I wasn't this way my whole life. I was a different person. Effective listening. Listen. Allow people to speak. Allow that inner voice inside of you. Because I tell y'all all the time that the answers are within you. Like they literally are right inside of you. It's just you trusting yourself and changing that old narrative of what you used to or what you've seen. And I know that sometimes the world comes and it done piled all this stuff on us and we got to kind of like break through all this cement to get to where we need to get. But you can get there. You literally can get there. If my mean, smart mouth self can get there, you can get there. I remember growing up as a child and my mama always saying like, you always got something to say. You always got something to say. And as I got older and I started transitioning my life, I remember situation after situation after situation after situation where I missed the boat. And by meaning I missed the boat is that I was not effectively listening. I wasn't effectively listening to myself. Because I didn't trust myself and I didn't trust that inner voice. And I wasn't effectively listening to others, which made stuff hard for me. Which made it essentially hard for me. So step six, effective listening. Listen effectively. Don't listen to respond. Listen to understand. And try hard. Talk to yourself. Because It's so crazy because I remember I was having a conversation. I'm having a conversation with my dad, and this was a heated conversation. And he was really like on the same page as me. He really was on the same page as me. But I was so offended by the first thing that he said that I wasn't listening to nothing else afterwards because I wanted to respond to that first thing. So that first thing was like sticking in my head. Like, I'm going to tell him, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who he think he's talking to, but I'm going to tell him. But if I would have just effectively listened, we would have got right back around to the point that he was trying to make in the beginning. That really, like, I felt like it triggered something in me. Like, it made me mad. Now I'm finna, now, you know what I'm saying? So you have to effectively listen. And when it comes to listening to myself, meaning, like, ignoring red flags, like, I know I shouldn't go there, but I'm gonna go anyway. Oh, man, they done shot the place up. Like, literally, I could have been gone. Ignoring warning signs of, okay, don't do this, do this. Don't go there, go here. That person really not your friend, but I still want to hang with them. But I know deep down inside, they not my friend. I know deep down inside, they don't care. But I still want to, and I feel it, I see it, but I'm still ignoring the voice within myself. And that's why it's important. Step six, effective listening. Listen to yourself. Listen to understand. Even if you don't agree, it's okay. Like, it's literally okay if you don't agree with someone, but listen to understand because it's important for you to understand where someone else is coming from if you're having a conversation with them. Listen to your soul. Listen to your spirit. You be on point. And remember this. Remember what I told y'all now. Now remember, and I want y'all to see it for yourself. Every time you have a conversation with someone and they start cutting you off and they start talking loudly because they don't want to hear the truth. If they don't let you get your point across, once they done got their point across, they don't want to hear the truth. They lying. You already on to them. So walk away from that conversation in peace, knowing that I know what I'm doing is right. I know what I'm saying is right. But because they don't, and if it's you, you lying. You wrong. See, I've learned that through life that people don't effectively listen who know they're wrong. So if they get a point across and then it's time for you to talk, walk away from that conversation in peace. Whatever you got to do, hang up, walk away, because they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear what they did to wrong you. They only want you to hear their side. And that's just you listening to yourself. You already know. Effectively listen. I did this in 25 minutes, y'all, and I had to go to class. I appreciate y'all for always listening. I appreciate y'all for subscribing. definitely appreciate the subscribers, and everybody who contribute, everybody who was inboxing me saying like, why I'm not putting the steps on YouTube, because I'm long-winded and I'm going to go longer than what I'm supposed to on TikTok. I could just do it. And I know I only got 10 minutes, but y'all want me to go whole, but I'm just going to post them on TikTok. So we at step 6 now. We only got to step 10, and then we're going into another series of life, support. Who am I? Learning who we are. My motivation is going to change the show to Thursdays, except for like the series, but on Thursdays would be the big show or whatever. Same time, just moving the show to Thursday because it's a better time, a better fit for me, and I feel like for everybody else. But everybody who wanted me to post this on YouTube because they feel like they ain't getting enough on TikTok, here is the video. I have to go to class. I appreciate everybody so much. Like, I love y'all for real, because I'm telling you, when you're a creator, it is not easy. It's hard. You got to make sure your attitudes stay right. You got to make sure you got to be on point, and it's not easy. I was up at 4:30 this morning praying. So I appreciate y'all. I really do. I really do. I love y'all. I support everybody who support me. Y'all already know that. I support some people who don't support me too, but I definitely support everybody who support me. So if I haven't subscribed to your channel, please like send a message like, hey, because that means I didn't see it, because I don't always get the emails, but I try to go back and scan and see who subscribed, and I try to subscribe back to them. But I support everybody, especially y'all creators, because this ain't easy. This is hard. I don't care what nobody tell you. This is hard. Studying, coming up with content, it's hard. All right? So I have class. I love y'all. I might see y'all tomorrow, probably in a shorter video. I don't know, but I'll definitely see y'all on Thursdays. Bye.